Good evening, church.
Good evening.
It's another blessed gift to be able to come back this afternoon.
Amen.
For those of you, if you keep it up and count it, this is probably my last one for a while because Curtis will be back. He'll knock down two or three or four more for maybe another month before I'll be back up here. That may be good news. But anyway, again, like I said, it's good to be back here, good to be with family. I'm going to try not to hold you long. I'm looking at the clock, but I can't tell. Which one? This one? Get out of here. You're right. There you go. Yes, sir. Okay, that's right. You know me, right? First off, again, let me say I want to thank the good Lord and Savior for allowing us this opportunity. I like to thank the church leadership. I know you say that's a redundant thing, but I always, I think, we come up in one of those worlds where you have to, my parents taught, or my father certainly taught, you say thank you for what you got, because you certainly there are people out there doing worse than you. You don't have to have what you have. So I always like to say thank you. And not just that, it's when you acknowledge or recognize the fact that you need other people in your life, then you are very appreciative for the ones that you have that you are a friend and can get along with. And when you got people in lack faith, that's very important. You hear me? It's very encouraging because bad times come for everybody. So, again, that's why I go over the thank you thing. And for my wife and family, thanks to them for coming out here and being a part of this. There's a lot of, where we were at, there are a lot of people where the husband go to one church and the wife go to another church. I'm not going to get in there. I'm glad we're not doing that. You hear me? You know what that do for car tires and trucks and gas? Huh? That's a mess. Anyway, but thank you for that. This morning's lesson was for us to help us here in the church. This one this afternoon, I'm trying to, if I can, stay up with Curtis. And this is for when we're going out and evangelize. And I put this together, it's hard for you to go to the Bible and pick something that nobody's ever seen because the Bible has been here longer than we have. So, you've heard it and seen it before. But it is an application. It's a tool. It is an instruction for us to live and go by. So this lesson I'm teaching or trying to put across or convey to you this afternoon is for when we evangelize. And let me explain this. I want to have this prelude to going into this is because my boys, y'all know all my boys, they bring their friends over. And to me, I see that as an opportunity to talk to them. You say, well, Grady, why you talk to them? You know, one of the most awakening things I ever heard was when I was teaching at Fort Jackson and I had to, every time a class come in, we always have them to sit down and everyone would stand up and introduce itself and say, why you joined the Army? And in that time, you could hear some stuff. You hear some stuff. You thought you'd come up for something bad. But you hear some stuff. Anywhere from the issue of I ain't got nowhere else to go to the fact that the judge says if I don't go in here, I'm going to jail. That's what you get. Let me say this. I had some college students that said, Mr. Sanford, I was in, and I had one that was in Clemson. I'll never forget her. She was a biology major. I scratched my head. What are you doing in here? Coming in as a maintainer, to do maintenance and stuff. And her thing was, she had a daughter. She was trying to raise it, and she needed money quick, to take care of the family, and her mama was living with her. And how that leads up to my story is the majority of all the young folk I talked to was looking for immediate success right now. And they felt like they had to have it, they need to get it, or some other thing, or everything else go on hold. And when you get into the thing and start talking about morality and life and the whole nine yards, it's not that they don't like God, they just never gave that any thought. It's not, for a lot of them, when I talk to kids that come over, that's how when Jeremiah and Joshua and them bring them up, when they come up to the house, I talk to them. I ask them. And they'll say, Mr. Stanford, the majority of them say, Mr. Stanford, I never had anybody talk to me like that. I'll come and see. I understand. I'll come and see. They'll come and try it one time. Come and see. So with that, I thought that we should, as mature, developing Christians who are struggling and realize our call to evangelize too. It's a good news story, so we should be out there too. I put something together, a kind of message that we can use to help talk, motivate, and promote God's salvation, Jesus' salvation, try to get them back into the church. Because I'm here to tell you right now, he's going to fill his mind up with something. If you ain't putting God in, you can rest assured the devil's getting his portion put in there. To the point that they're going to try anything. They'll do anything. And it ain't nothing to turn on the TV. I'm going to tell you, when I turn on the TV and they, Charlotte, every night they done killed somebody or shot somebody up or beat up somebody, and they show the guy's picture, that's not a 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old. Some of them are, but that's not who you see. It's the young child. Is that right? It's the teenager. And, you know, you see the crimes and things that they commit, and you said, man, now he's on a death wish, or he just don't care. But I said, it just can't be that many kids out there that just want to die quick and early like that. It just can't be. There's got to be some other way that we can reach them. So with that, I put my lesson together, and I used my lesson, or my scripture reading for the night, will be coming from Matthew chapter 25. You all know the story. Verses 14 through 30. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Because one of the things I heard from them, one of the things that I got from them, is that I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. You know, it helps me to know that I come up in a house that we didn't have. You know, when my dad broke, we were raised in a house that we didn't have running water and didn't have electric heat. Right up to the time I left. Look, man. That means water had to be brought in there from a bucket. That's where that's coming from, in case you didn't know. That means that we had to cut wood for heat, in case you didn't know. And it's hard for me to look at that child and say, you having it hard now. And knowing what I come through, and I was able to come out of it. Thank God I was able to, you know, make a decision. And I got to honestly say, I never thought about mugging anybody and taking a car. Now, I thought about some crazy stuff. But I never thought about waiting on you to pull up to a gas tank and open the door on the other side and snatching your pocketbook out. But it's out there. It's out there. I never thought about going on somebody's porch stealing to the point that two young inventors have made a successful $1 million business off a doorbell that take pictures. Because we got that many young folk out there stealing stuff. Huh? Look at how that worked. And I felt it's a greater need for us to engage in conversation, and we need to, with the understanding that we got from God, we need to get inside that head and try to. If we don't save but one, if we get one, just second thing. Think about that life, that whole family, the multiple people that you affect by getting one straight. By one straight. So with that, if you have it, I'll read. Say amen. Okay. For the kingdom of God is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to the other 2, and to the other one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received the 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought over 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he that hath abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even thou which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want to have my reward, my joy right now. That's the mindset of the kids that I have to deal with. That's what they want. You know, the one thing about us when we come in, you know, Dad and them always said, when you get 18, I don't care where you go, you got to leave here. I don't care where you go. He said, this is mine. Now, it wasn't a whole lot. Because we were toting water in there, cutting wood for. But it was his. And I looked at the fundamental point. He was right. That's his. That's his. For me, an incentive for me to do something other than be slothful and stay home was the fact I was tired of living like that. This is what I'm saying now. And it's amazing how God teaching work. It done exactly what it was supposed to. You know, I heard a story once where they said the eagle, when the eagle lays the eggs and have them in the nest, and the egg hatch. When the eggs hatch, as she feed, they come and feed the little eaglets and they feed them there. As they get bigger, the wings get further along and they get stronger. Once the mother eagle determined that this eaglet is getting where she needed to be, where she could about make it on, she said the mother eagle start taking the nest apart slowly every time they come in, taking it apart. Huh? Now, could you imagine that? You stay at home and ain't no house here. One day you come back, it ain't no house. You got to go. You got to go. Now, she already know how to live. Listen to that story. But if you look at our kids, that may not be a bad thing if we're providing a hiding place for his development. He knows he's going to have to survive for himself. But the point that I want to get to, where I want to get to with it, is that you got to get in their mind and listen to what they're saying. I said, well, have you thought about what you're going to do when you get out of college? Well, sir, I want to be this, 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 and this. I want to be something. And I said, have you done a job market analysis? He said, what you mean? You want to know what will that do where you want to stay at? Will it sustain the standard of your living? Will you be able to do that job where you want to live? Well, no, sir, I just want to get my stuff and get on my way. I'm ready to get my stuff. And you, hear what they say. They see you sitting out there and say, I want to be a high baller like you. No, I'm telling you, this is what. See, you, I'm telling you how it is. That's our youth. That's how they're thinking. You drive up there, you got a Cadillac. You drive to the pump. You get your gas out. He over there in this thing blacked out, his pants hanging low. He looks over there at you. In his mind, you got it made. He don't take in consideration that you gray like me and taking 5 different arthritis pills because you done wore yourself out getting this stuff. He don't care about that. I want what you got right now. See, there's something wrong with that mindset from the beginning, because what he's valuing is a material thing. Let's get back to the story. The parable here is used to show that our life, our walk with Christianity, is just like the master who give each one of them something. The master being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gives each and every one of us a life. That's your talent. He gave that to you. So you can't say, Matt got more than me. Matt got the exact same thing I got. He got a life. The bottom line is, what did Matt do with his life when I come back? That's when we shuck it down to the cops, get all the gravy back. This is what we're looking at. What did you do with your life? In doing that and getting to this point, I come up with, listen to me, my wife laughed at me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. See, it wasn't yours to start with. God gave it to you and let you live on this earth as long as he give it. Wait to see, are you going to change? Wait to see, are you going to accept him? Wait to see, are you going to adjust? Wait to see, are you going to repent? So I looked, I said, you know, I got to talk to my boys and talk to whenever these guys come about what you're valuing in life, what you're looking for. It's not so much that you're valedictorian or magna cum laude or whoever it is. It is, what are you doing with your life while you're here on earth? Because whether you're ready or not, when the door opens, that is when death comes. Guess what? You go. So the only thing that is of value for you right now, that young person, for you, period, is just like me, is your life. What did you do with your life here? See, we all are set on the exact same course. You're born, you live, you die. We all on the exact same one. He needs to understand that. What's his name? Super Cool Mo D or Shanghai or Little Ray Ray or whatever they're going by. At the end, he's going to have to lay down too. So the big car that bling blings and the light shines up under it and all this other stuff, or I'm king on my block and all that stuff, it's going to cease just like it is for me. The same thing. And at the end, when that cease time comes, is when you pay to the master. The master, what did you do? You say, well, great, that's pretty strong, that's heavy. You know, the one thing I learned about raising children, don't underestimate their ability to understand. Don't fool yourself. Half of them sitting in the house right now with the doors closed, making attempts to hack into NASA right now. They smarter than you. They got your beak. You understand that? So don't sit here and say, well, I'm a baby and that's my child. I'm going to let him do it. He, she know exactly what they're doing. You need to understand. You're not going to be able to control what he's getting into down the road. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to intercede here with his understanding on life and let him know where you, because the most important person he have on the face of the earth is you, some adult in his life right now. Well, great, I ain't got no children, all mine gone. But we're children of God. All of them are ours. Wrong is wrong. When you come in here and say you accepted God's way, you repent and you decide to follow God, it's just as important for Randy to say something to my son as it is for me when my son do something wrong. You or whoever see it. It is. If you're doing this fellowship thing. So when we get to it, when we get ready to approach them, I found, especially with the group that I was in, you don't beat them in the dirt. But I found it was easy to find out, what is your objective in life? What are you trying to do? And here's that magical question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? See, that's one more year in college. You know why I asked that question? Because 37% of my people that I would have in AIT class, United States Army, 37% had been to college or had at least 2 years of college. So you got to say, that's a young person thing. It ain't necessarily an educational thing. That's a young person thing. I decided that whenever mine come, I'm going to take time out. I'm going to take time out and introduce them. And from the approach that you can't tell me a stunt that you pulled that I didn't do. I didn't ever mess with the dope thing, but I pulled some stunts a whole lot worse than what you did. And just by the grace of God, I'm here. Because a lot of them, Mr. Stafford, they would come over, 20 of them would laugh. They'd come over there. That's Greg's, or that's Amon's, or that's Caleb. Caleb, friend, what's his name? What's the boy's name? The one that played with him on football, a little short one. Trayvon. Trayvon said, Mr. Stafford, won't you adopt me? Please adopt me. I'd love to be in this operation you got. Huh? My mom and daddy, you won't talk to my mom and dad for me. We have to make a connection with them. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. If we're sitting here waiting and dodging and hoping this thing go away, and we do, listen to me. God got you on the earth here to praise, worship, accept, and repent and walk in his name and evangelize. He didn't give you and say, this is the list you work off of. He didn't do that. The world is the limit. They're out there. If we're going to make a change, it's going to start with us. I'm just saying, when we go out there, talk to it. Find out. Just find out. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 5 minutes. It may make the difference between him robbing your neighbor or coming back and breaking in on you. I know a lot of times when I see them out there on the highway and I see the kids, and then it frustrates me so bad to see him with it. He got his pants hanging down here. You know, he trying to get out of here. He can't even close the car. He's trying to hold his pants up. It's a joke. And I'm saying to myself, I have asked Tony on numerous occasions. I said, who washing that T-shirt for? He ain't working nowhere. How do they stay? You know, how do they stay like that? What are they doing? And you can't tell me every single one of them, he's just rooted in wrong and he's going to stay wrong all his life. Because we got to remember now, we were out there too. I can remember Aunt Gert hollering through her bathroom window fence, y'all heathens. Here I am. I'm standing up in church now knowing where my health and strength coming from. Every time I go down home, I see somebody and you say, Wonder what happened to him. I'm not targeting you at all. I'm just saying there's an opportunity. It is good news for us, and we believe what we do. We do. We do. And if there's a chance to save him, if we can get him turned around, if I can get one, you know, if I can stop one for being a bad example for the young children that's coming up, just imagine how many you affected. Just imagine. If each person can just get one, if you just get one to look at it different. I ain't saying you got to be. Just take 5 minutes out. Man, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? What you going to do? You ain't going to be young forever. I tell the story about the talents. And there's a lot of ways you could use it, but I tell him this. I say, when the master come back, he's not looking for how many pair of pants you got hanging down, Air Jordans, big wheeled cars. He want to know what you've done with your life. It ain't about, and listen to this one, it ain't about color. It ain't black or white. It's right and wrong. Listen. Gee, that's how Satan works. He wants you, you know, listen. It's right and wrong. There ain't no color to it. You can't, I ain't going to talk to him. He's, you know, they just mess up. Hey, that's just as bad as him. You let him walk around thinking that too. Don't make no difference. Let's invest some of this love, grace, and mercy that God invested in us. Because we don't have to be here. The words say, train him up in the way he should go. Train him up in the way he should go. And it tells them, honor thy father and mother. I remember jacking a girl up. The girl, the child was a female. Her mama was talking to her. What? Huh? You don't know what you're talking about. Hey! That's your mama, eh? Now, I don't know how she do business, but where I'm from, you're still a child. Unless the rules change, you're going to be her daughter till you die. Now, I don't know why she let you get away with, but it's yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am here. You're going to give her the respect. You didn't have to be here. There was a whole lot of ways that you could have been taken care of before now. Regardless of what she do, it's not your job to chastise your mama. That ain't your job. And you certainly not setting any kind of standard with the officers that's finna lock you up by hollering at your mama. You become a number, another statistic. At the end of the day, that's all you got. That's all you got. So, again, like I say, I make it a passionate plea to you. When we get a chance, I ain't saying jump off on every one of them or whatever the case may be, but just remember, that's a soul, that's a human being, and that's an opportunity. And God, again, he has no respect of purpose or person or whoever it is. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. And it don't just mean us coming sitting amongst us all the time. If you feel that there are some changes that you need to make, some things we need to adjust to, maybe I can alter my plan. Maybe I'm more supportive of getting my child out there and trying to get him back in line. Maybe you just feel like here's an opportunity for you to get closer to God so you are energized and he giving you the strength that you can make those right calls in your life. Maybe, just maybe, you want to use or recognize God's plan of salvation. We ask now, if you have a need, come as we stand and sing.